Allison.
Yes, darling.
Wake up. Don't look up at me with a start when I say your name. You shouldn't be fucking off on the phone to begin with. How's that?
Sorry,
how's
darling.
That for a dose of real, bitch?
Whoa.
I don't have to be so clean on these dirty shows, and I love it.
My M&M's.
Those live. Oh, I know. Isn't it great? You come in here all sugar rushy 30 minutes into the episode. It's like, what?
What happened?
I don't know. I don't care.
Like in the Wizard of Oz, they go through the poppies.
You know what? I've talked about this recently. Never have seen that as an adult.
What?
Saw it once when I was about 6.
Wow.
And my neighbor's dog shit on the carpet. And it was like a clear shit. And I remember that shit more vividly than anything from the movie.
Wow.
And his dog's name was Sasha, which was my cat's name.
Wow.
And I was fascinated with that dump for about 6 years. Look up. Look up. Phone down. What
yes,
are you doing? What are you doing?
I was.
What are you doing? Got to be here in the moment.
I was admiring your handsome.
Now I know you're lying. I promise a short show, 45 minutes or so.
And then
I'm going to take you to a real classy-like establishment to pay you back for all your work with a meal. Your choices are Fridays.
Yes.
Ruby Tuesdays.
Okay. Boo.
Chili's.
I like Chili's.
Or Cracker Barrel. All of them top-notch, where John takes the best of the best in his life. Don't exceed $10 per plate.
I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in a while. I like their chicken tenderloin sandwich.
I was kind of joking on that, but you know what? What the fuck? What the fuck? It's a Saturday,
right?
They have
steak fries. They're delicious.
And
they have greens. I love their greens.
You know, they have the greens, but then it's like you can also get dumplings and mac and cheese.
But I don't actually like home cooking, really. So that doesn't
appeal. So why the fuck are we going to Cracker Barrel?
But I like their other stuff. There's key dishes that I like.
Oh, really?
And they have honey mustard and they have steak fries.
I branched out from their shrimp the last time I went there. You know what? Never again.
Why would you do that?
Never again. A fool's errand. That's what I call that. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, with me today. Allison Frank.
Yes, that's me.
Show's website's in papasbasement.com in case you're randomly listening to us on more like radio. That's the big one that syndicates us. They do a great job on that network.
Okay.
I don't know where else the hell you could hear us. Maybe you just clicked on a link.
Yeah.
Because there's something funny in the title and Google brought it up.
Yeah.
But we're a radio show.
Because predators love chips. That's what we learned last time.
InPapasBasement.com is going to have every episode we've ever done. It's got a bunch of my writing. And if you enjoy the show, go to the iTunes subscription link.
Okay.
It's very important that you go there, you subscribe, and you rate us highly.
Okay.
Because that way we can catch up to the podcasts like Adam Carolla and Joe Rogan that have 100,000 positive ratings.
Wow.
And we might get up to our 20th big rating.
Wow.
Don't want to jinx it.
Yeah. Bring the boom.
Well, I once wrote a short story about a tortoise and a hare.
Wow.
And the hare starts off way ahead of the tortoise.
Right.
And he's so far ahead.
Hold up.
That he thinks he's got this shit in the bag.
Wow.
And he knocks off.
I'm gonna write this down.
And slowly but surely, the tortoise crawls his way into the race because he kept plugging away.
I got you. I'm with you.
That is one of many stories I have come up with. There's also something about a crow with some stones, if I remember what I wrote.
I love you, you hairy tortoise.
I was about to say, I love you, you hairy tortoise, right back. But
you can't.
That would be offensive. That would be mean.
Yeah, Brian Regan does this bit where he's, where you do a rhetorical you too, and a cab driver drops you off at the airport, and you're like, have a nice trip, and you're like, you too. You're like, hey, he's not going anywhere. You're driving a cab.
People do that all the time. It's a reflex.
You too. But it doesn't always work on me. I'm usually quick, and I catch it, and some people are like, I love you, Allison. I had my patient who would always say, I love you, Alice. I'd be like, that's not my name. He'd go, I love you, Allison. And I'd say...
Were you Katherine Heigl in The Ringer? Who are you watching?
And I'd say, I love me too. He would and he would say, yeah. And so when people tell me, have a nice day.
I'll tell you where I get busted with it all the time. There's a really skinny girl, a tall, fair-skinned blonde.
Yeah.
Not my usual type.
Right.
But sexy as shit, who runs the desk at my gym. She's maybe 20.
Yeah.
Judge away. Suck my dick, judge away. But she'll always, we'll kind of have a little bit of banter.
Yeah.
I like to think it's because she secretly wants to suck my old cock and
right.
is disgusted by her 20-year-old boyfriend, who I like to imagine ejaculating in 5 seconds, then rolling over. And she's like, I wonder what that fat, hairy lump could fuck me like.
Right.
That's what goes on
That's
in
what
her
we're all thinking.
Pure brain.
Even the fellas.
She's a cutie. And often she'll be like, have a nice workout right. while she's sitting at the desk.
Yeah.
And of course, I'll deliver the U2. Mm. That makes no sense. Mm. And I'll just think to myself, way to show her you are quick-witted and a good listener.
Actually,
that's how you're going to win them over.
You know, William and I, we went to the grocery store before, and a lot of times people say, have a nice day. And usually,
you mean at Billy Basil, that William of Papa's Basement fame.
That's correct.
Go on.
And people will say, have a nice day. And I say, I hope I do. And even Will will go, that was pretty rude. Or he'll just laugh like that.
And Will will pull his asshole out at the drop of a hat. So,
oh, my.
If you're shocking him,
I know.
You're doing something a little fucked up.
Yeah. He's an angel.
Just like an angel.
I'm not going to sing.
You're not? I thought I had you there.
I mean, as much as I'd love to, but I'm not going to sing.
There's a couple bits of crust we have left to gnaw our way through.
All right, I'm ready.
A couple of segments that I prepped for show number one.
Yes, what happened? I started talking about cancer. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. That was like 20 minutes of material. Yeah. I didn't do prep enough for two shows, actually, so this kind of saves our ass. Handsomely.
Oh, my.
I was going through the WAPO.
Right.
The Washington Post.
I'm with you.
That's how I've been doing prep lately.
Uh-huh.
Gets a nice mix of local stories, so people are like, holy shit, that asshole that killed his little baby?
Yeah.
That's not a national story. As fucked up as it, you know, is, we live in a world where that's fairly commonplace.
Yeah.
So it's not the biggest deal.
I gotcha.
But cruising the WAPO pages, I found a segment that I used to laugh hysterically at, which they are still running with.
Wow. Which is?
Play along.
There I you am. Go.
You're doing okay. Your sugar high is already wearing off, I think. You're kind of like, I'm sleepy.
So, yes, this story is?
It's called Date Lab.
Oh, my.
Are you familiar with Date Lab? Apparently, my mom is. You were telling me.
Yes, I heard about it from your mom, and she likes to see how the couples, you know, follow through.
Date Lab works as follows. Does the Post pay for the date? I believe they do, right?
I think they do, yeah.
Yeah, the Post pays for two people. Don't know how they're selected.
Yeah, I don't either.
I would assume they write in.
Yeah.
And they're like, I haven't had my dick touched since the Carter administration.
I'm Shy Guy 102.
103. 101 and 102 are pulling all the box.
Yeah. I'm
and
so shy.
There's a lot of references to the previous episode already. You know what? Download them both. Treat yourself.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
They're free for fuck's sake. Come on.
Yeah.
So people write in, we can only assume. Yeah. I don't think it's just friends of the writer.
Right.
And they are paired based on some pretty arbitrary shit.
Yeah.
I would think. Like, they wouldn't put the daughter of a Klansman with, like,
they might.
Son of a Black Panther.
Because the Washington Post is so funny.
Yes.
Yes, they would.
Yuck, yuck. And by that, you gotcha. Mean lefty propaganda.
The dentist gets a toothless broad.
The dead tooth.
I brought a toothbrush for such an occasion.
But they kind of do a post-mortem on the date.
Yeah.
And they describe what happened, right. And it's left up to us to determine, really, if we think they'll work out. They give an answer.
Yeah.
But I suppose the reader has to be like, well, he said he'd call her again, but he won't.
No, he won't, because she had a hair lip.
And hello. I thought it would be funny if we did a little theater.
Okay.
Really good time filler here,
okay.
by the way.
I'm with you.
And we kind of read the parts.
Yes.
For the guy and the gal. I will be the guy in case there is confusion there.
Oh, man.
You'll be the gal.
I'm going to be Jessica.
Yeah, you have to be Jessica, and I'm going to be Zeebo. Zeebo Lai, 33-year-old web designer and filmmaker.
Where does it say that?
You are Jessica Roman, 32, a graduate student in microbiology.
So I'm super smart.
And they have a little, they're trying to get cute with it. They're trying to be quick-witted. I don't know. You have a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Is this funny to you? Because it doesn't do much for me. They have the date predictometer.
Oh, I'm not.
And they say in a tongue-in-cheek manner, our highly analytical tool for determining whether our daters will hit it off.
Oh, my.
And they ask a series of questions to see how in sync the answers are.
Not good.
What are you looking through? Is it the article?
Yeah, it's the okay. It's the
You're
meter.
Looking at the data meter. Yeah. I'm not used to someone playing along with my segments. Veronica doesn't give a shit. And Will just says, this is gay. Let's talk about strippers.
Oh, my.
I love Will, but I can do one show with him.
That's stripper it. Show?
I can't spread my wings.
Stripper review.
So they've got, they first asked favorite animal.
Oh, God.
And
so
you, Jessica, you like cats.
I do love cats.
Which is a fine answer from a younger girl. You're starting to get a little worried when they say cats at 32. And what's also shitty, I'm 32 as well, and yet I would view this as an older broad.
No, it's nerve-wracking when they go, duck-billed platypus. That's my favorite.
I don't know what I would say. Because if a dude says cat, you come off a little fruity. And like my favorite wild animal, silverback gorilla.
Gorilla.
An ass kicker. Get shit done. But realistically, I like a cat.
But he's a vegetarian.
It shits in a box.
You know what I mean? He's not a man eater.
Yeah.
He just wants to play with you.
He could beat you savagely to death. But
yeah, but he likes his carrots and apples.
Zeebo, he likes monkeys. Monkey's a good answer. It's funny. It's lighthearted. Who the fuck doesn't like a monkey?
I mean, what's his Dane Cook does a whole bit about the monkey.
Really?
Yeah, he wants a monkey.
Let's try to keep it funny. We're going to forget Dane Cook knows monkeys exist.
I'm just saying it's a man thing. Men like monkeys. Girls like monkeys. They're fun.
To this day, I remember a high school field trip where we were watching baboons.
Yeah.
And one of them snuck up on the other and just started sodomizing him. And the one getting his ass raped finally disengaged himself.
Yeah.
And his ass turned bright red. And he kind of looked at the other, just giving this like, you fucker face.
How'd you like to go to the Reston Zoo where they have a monkey there who...
That's one of those depressing zoos.
But he's sitting there.
Where it's like a trailer
he's playing
park.
And you think, hey, this is kind of fun. He's kind of cute. He's in this little thing. Then he gets up on a perch, on a branch, and he's hanging there.
Does he
there.
Do things to himself?
And you think, oh, is that his tail? Oh, that's his prolapsed rectum.
Oh, no.
So apparently this one was sodomized. And when they
so
pulled
much.
Out.
He's pink socking.
Black socking.
Wow.
It's been hanging out a while, dragging in the dirt.
Oh, God, like a Slim Jim casing.
Yeah. Put it back in. It's not good.
If I were a monkey with a prolapsed rectum, I would demand A, that get fixed. Well, first, I'd hope they teach me sign language.
Yeah.
But I'd want it fixed, and I'd want a diaper. And I'd want a transfer
where
I wasn't getting raped so fucking much that my asshole fell out of itself.
I mean, that banana wasn't going to play with itself. It was long. It was bad. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I just started staring at it. And
of course you did.
But
of course. You saw a being's asshole fall out.
Just hanging there, swinging in the breeze, attached. Not good.
Holy
actually, it's happened
shit.
To me with humans, too, because I work as a nurse.
You've seen real prolapsed rectums?
Oh, dude, it's really bad. Really, really bad. Yeah.
Actually, no kidding. That's like why I will ass fuck a girl like twice tops. And then I'm just like, no, this is a dark road we're going down.
That's why you should play just the tip. Let me tell you. You want me to tell you what
I mean,
happened?
If I do anal, there's so much lube there.
Oh, you're doing her a favor.
You would think like I was working on a rusty lighthouse.
That's
that
what they do in
getting
porn,
greased.
Too. I mean, people say when they do porn, they have all these like Kirkland things of lube everywhere.
Oh, dude. I mean, I know that they're given enemas.
Yeah.
Like they're emptied out because shit on the cock is disgusting.
Right.
And I didn't know about the lube. I would assume there has to be a ton of lube in there because anal scenes in porn are so fucking unrealistic.
Yeah.
It's literally like I'm pounding your vag.
Yeah.
Like I'm pounding your vag so hard it looks like it hurts and really isn't that comfortable. Then I'm flipping you over and your asshole's instantly ready to take the same savage beating. Like I can believe chick porn stars kind of recover okay from the vaginal aspect to their movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, when this guy's pulling a 9-incher and then just wailing it in their intestine.
Yeah. Not good.
That can't be.
No.
And it really, porn, you can debate the influence of porn in like an everyday sex life till you're blue in the face. I'm sure one of the horrible things it absolutely accounts for is the guys who haven't done much research just be like, herp a derp, there's your asshole, and just mashing it right in.
But you watch those things, and then you think, well, hey, if he can put two Rubik's Cubes in there and his 9-incher.
Room aplenty.
Yeah, like, how is that even attractive? I mean, if you were like, hey, look at this, and you spread your legs,
ass stuff,
you're like, pull up my balls, and a garden gnome falls out, like, I'm not going to, you know, there's that's gross.
Then there's a lot of, like, gaped ass winking, too.
I don't really,
where it just looks like a Viking who lost an eyeball in combat.
Yeah, it's not good.
Giving you a smile.
It's just not my thing. I mean,
really, you're not into Rubik's cubes and your rectums and.
But do you want me to tell
prolapsed?
You about this woman's prolapsed rectum? Do you want me to tell you what happened?
Why would you ask such a rhetorical question? Of course.
So I have this patient, and at this time now we don't do any type of invasive procedures in this type of environment. Generally, you let nature take its course. But at that time, years and years and years ago. We would, if someone was impacted, which means that they have feces.
That become like a cinder block, right?
Right. And it's just backed up. So they can't go. And because as you age, everything kind of atrophies. And the same goes for your large intestine.
I thought you were going to say dries out. So your turds.
But it basically does.
Tumbleweed.
Everything is drying out too because their skin turgor is very dry. They're not getting enough hydration. Anyhow, so this woman was given some form of laxative, either an enema or something to make her go. And she was contracted, so her arms and legs were kind of like pretzeled up, like she was just
like a dead cockroach,
kind of like a baby.
Okay,
kind of like so she was kind of like in a fetal position because as you age, you kind of go back to that. So
life is just horrible. Let's put that out there,
but
and
not
then
for
continue.
Everyone, because we can talk about that other 70-year-old lady who is just the opposite of that.
I am taking 5 BMs a day, each the size of a. Black bears.
But she so she had had this laxative and it had taken effect. And so I had given that to her. And then when I went back to check on her, you roll them on their side and let business. She can't sit up on the toilet. So you just let nature take its course.
Just let them shit everywhere.
Yeah.
Like a rock star.
On soaker pads, things that can be cleaned.
Oh, really?
So I went back.
I was just picturing that same fabric like in a doctor's office
like
on
we
the
just,
chairs.
No, I was thinking maybe we just scoot her butt. Up to the bedside.
Exactly.
And then it just dumps
and then put
off.
A spackle bucket there. Try to line it up right.
A spittoon. Hope she makes it. No, so when I went back to check, I rolled her over and she had this mass in her anus, like much like these porn things. And you think, how in the world? It looked like, I mean, my eyes were the size of baseballs just looking at it because she was such a tiny woman, like maybe 80 pounds. And she's all contracted, and yet when I rolled her over to look at her anus, it
did
was,
you have to fan her ass cheeks out?
I mean, she's so tiny, you don't really have to fan them out, but I mean, it's kind of like you just kind of part the wrinkle,
and they just spread right open.
And when I parted it, it looked like the size of a small planet. I mean, it was just ginormous.
So
just
her,
just a dog at the door.
Like it looks like
just hanging there.
Her hips have gotten like an extra ass cheek
like
wider.
She's gonna give birth. Like looks like she is crowning. Like it's a head of of an adult.
Oh.
Like she's and she's so tiny.
Didn't go
so
racial.
So what I had
there.
To do was at that time we would digitally stimulate around.
Oh no.
Yeah. So you lube up.
So you put down your ice cream sandwich.
Right. And you give a finger around. Now we don't do that anymore. That's very
you think?
Rare. Mm-hmm.
Is it frowned upon in the community?
But back then we did, and then we were trained to do it.
Would guys like find a fetching girl who needed that and
but
just like hold their shoulder and be like,
the winces
shh,
and the cries that came from this woman just from adding any more pressure.
Was it like the baby that was left in the car?
It is not good.
So wait, you weren't even working the rim. You had to like go between the turd and the rim and put your finger in?
Yeah, so I'm adding. I'm actually expanding a little try to get movement. So once I
want
to
vomit
it just,
so hard.
I just went around gingerly as I could. Uh-huh. And this mass.
You didn't break out the forceps.
Right. It started to move. And then, but behind this rock hard turd was a lot of loose stool. So once she starts going, like you just got to let nature, you don't want to get her up and put her in a chair and put her in the day room so she can fog
this
it all
This is why
up.
I can't be a nurse.
So,
like it would plop out and I would just start screaming, you sick fucking pig. Do you know what you're doing?
I let it all it's coming out. I cleaned some up, and as she's oozing, we say, she's oozing the rest of this stool, kind of let her hang out.
She sounds sexy. Go on.
Right. So I leave her there in bed, and she's covered up. You know, she's not exposed or anything. She's hanging out in bed, letting her business happen. I go back to the
nurse's station. Is she still on her side? And she's like,
yes,
she has to. Running down one ass cheek. Like, that's just getting
smeared. Onto a soaker pad. Right.
Okay.
Right. So she's rolled over. So she's
not
like
we just... Is a soaker pad like the same thing that the ring bearer?
It's the like the pet pee pad. This is a for the,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm picturing like what a little toddler holds a wedding ring on when they come down the aisle.
No. That's too puffy.
Like with tassels?
No.
It's just dribbling off the side because there's no absorbency.
It's actually, this absorbs anything. And there's paper disposable ones and then there's fabric ones.
Okay.
And I went back to the nurse's station, let her rest. And when I came back, I pulled back the sheet. Now you have to think this time I was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. So I'm young. I'm not used to seeing anyone naked other than myself.
Is there like burlesque music playing in your head? Like, brah,
no.
Brah, brah, brah,
no,
brah.
Every time you have to see someone naked, it's like a horror show. Because everyone's telling you about parts falling out and things not looking the same. And, you know, when I was in school and I had to
what
put a catheter in a woman.
Went, I missed your touch.
She won't. I mean, she can gurgle or whatever. She's just like a raisin, basically. And so I came back. I went to check on her. And when I pulled back the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I was stunned, flabbergasted. I was amazed. I didn't know
what awaited you.
It looked like someone had dumped a bucket full of flesh-toned pizza dough in this woman. Like, here she is just laying there like a little almond. And behind her, someone had parachuted and it deflated. And it was just...
so fucking hard.
It was so disgusting. It was just a mound of flesh, a big mound, like a bucket of pizza dough, just fleshy and blobby. So I quickly, I'd never seen anything like it, right? And I covered her back
where the red fern grows. You washed it in soap and just shoved it back in.
So I covered her up and I went and I got the nurse on charge that day. And I said, Chris, I need you to come down here and take a look at something. And I was still like I am
we
now.
We need a horse euthanizing kit.
I said,
and
you know.
Put the shotgun to her head. And
I am not, you know, that's not really, I don't get really excited. And so you can't read it by my face.
Did you
like,
just say, I am 19 years old.
Wait till you see this. No, and I wasn't freaking out.
I need 30 more years on the job to cope with this.
So she comes in, she pulls back the sheet, and she just, it reads on her face like, oh my God, what the hell? It was like something out of, you know, when people go to the bathroom, they're like, it must have been something I ate. It looked like she ate something from Alien 3. Like it was just this big blobby. Oh, it was huge. It was bigger than her rear end. I mean, it was just like flubber. Just like
so what? Like her entire intestinal tract came out?
It didn't look like intestines. It didn't look like, I'm telling you, it really did just look like a big bucket of pizza dough. Fleshy, doughy. Like, you know, those people who have bypass and they have, you know, their abdomens torn off and the big
oh, the
fat
blubber.
Blob.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just skin and just hanging.
So did you just grab a meat cleaver and you're like, no
I
need
for this.
I didn't
know what it was and I didn't even know what to do with it. I didn't know what happened. So we then got the
just start poking it.
The director of nurses. And we said, hey, Julie, we need you to just come into Mrs. So-and-so's room and take a little look at something.
Is she kind of like, what's going on?
So she comes in and she's like eating half a tuna sandwich.
Why is my stomach cold but outside of me?
And we pull the thing back and we're like, ba-da!
Look what I did.
We think she's going to faint. We think she's going to die. We're thinking, hey, why didn't you call an ambulance? Yeah. What's going on? And she just says nonchalantly, like, that's her prolapse rectum. And she's like eating a sandwich and we're like bah.
Oh, I dropped my olive.
So you know you're trying to, you know, you don't want to, you don't, we even though the patient was not verbal and she's old and she has dementia and Alzheimer's,
she had dementia.
I mean, she's
she
not,
must have thought a Metroid was eating her asshole.
No, she just is. I mean, she was quiet, she's docile, she's non-aware, or so we think, but hearing is the last to go. So cognitively I don't know what she's getting. And so you always remain professional at the bedside and you're not like, holy crap, look
hey old bitch, look what your asshole did.
So Julie just says casually as she's leaving, me and Chris just standing there, me 19 years old, and she goes, put it back in. And I was like, where? Like, This needed a parking space.
So it's like the magician with the handkerchiefs, but in reverse. Like you're trying to put them up the sleeve one by one.
But the thing is, like, what I was like, do you have, like, I mean, this lady needed a wheelchair with a sidecar. Like, what were you going to do? Like, let me get my, I mean, do we have an excavator here? I mean, do you have, like, tools? I needed, like, you know, one of those long things that you use to screw in light bulbs that are really high.
Yeah.
And just, I feed it back in from across the room. Like, it was bigger than she was. Like, I just never saw anything like that. And she goes, yeah, just put it back in.
Put I bet it. Had you lifted her shirt, her abs would have looked ripped.
Just like, put it back in where? And so I went in and I got gloves naturally and I just tried to find the beginning, which was the end. And I just started feeding it back in.
But were you able to discern after a while, like the pattern in the dough?
No.
Or you really were just like, well, this is the dough that's connected to the ass and I'm just going to keep pushing.
Pretty much. I mean, whatever was closest to the body. It's the same when you go out to a fancy restaurant and you're like, which fork do I use?
Yeah.
You just pick the one that's closest and then work your way out.
Okay.
And that's what I did. I started with the flesh that was closest and I worked my way out. Feeding it back in, but it was so blobby and weird. And Chris was like, I'm out of here. You're on your own. I'm like, what? Just leave me here with this
grizzled
alien?
Old black lady.
And the thing is, what if it
shit.
Wasn't her anus? What if it was really like an alien or something? Who knows? And it felt like feeding pizza dough through like a paper towel holder, cardboard dowel. Like you were just trying to blop pizza dough and just feed it through this paper towel.
This is the most horrific thing I've ever.
Yeah, and I just fed it all in. And you know what happened? It just stayed in. Like it never just fell out after that. I mean,
she turn over the next day and go, young lady, I had a terrible dream.
No, she was smacking like this and she go, is this bubblegum? Like you pushed it in too far.
My teeth fell out.
Is this gum or my colon? I don't
know.
Wow. Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible.
That is way better than the shitheads dating, which we have to get back to. But
I'm cool with that, but I just thought I'd share. But yeah.
Oh, no. That was the best aside in the history of ever.
It was just unbelievable. I mean, the thing about it is seeing that crap, like the size of a planet, that was traumatic. Phase one. That's all in one day.
Yeah.
Like that should have spread out over my entire nursing career. That just shouldn't have been a whole day's worth. And then the crap comes out and you're relieved. You're like, she doesn't have to go in the hospital. It is moving. Her bowels are moving. Something's happening. And then it's loose and you think, yeah, that's what we want to happen. But then she's getting cleaned up and you think she's done and we're going to get ready to get her up. And like, whoa, I need a wheelbarrow. Like, what is this? And then your supervisor doesn't know what it is either. Like, I thought I was overreacting maybe, but I guess I'm not. She's freaked out.
I'm just picturing it making the same noise as a dropped rope on a spool.
Like you could just. Yeah, it's not good.
Just.
Not good. And she was. The thing about it is like if it was some big blob. Like one time I had a lady up in a Hoyer lift and she was ginormous. She was like this big, huge Jabba the Hutt type of woman. And when I went to push on the side, they were like, hey, get her arm in. Her arm is hanging out. Well, when you have someone in a lift, you cross their arms across their chest, and then they're in the lift, and that's safe. But someone's like, hey, her arm is hanging out. And it wasn't her arm. It was her left breast. And so as I'm, at that time, 16 years old, and I'm going to push this lady's arm.
Were you sold into nurse slavery? What the fuck are you doing at this
age?
And
I pushed on it, and they're like, you'd get her arm in? And I was like, bleh, this arm has like an areola.
God.
And you're like, I wasn't wearing gloves. Like, this is not good.
How disgusting.
But the thing is, like, if you see, if someone's hideous and they look like Jabba and they're just like melting in their chair and they're like, I'm a toad old person, and then their butt falls out, you're like, oh, that's gross. Blah. And you kind of expect it. It's like the hairy old guy and he's a pervert and he's grabbing your boobs, you're like, ah. But if you see the distinguished guy in a hat and a three-piece suit, you're like, hey,
Mr. Peanut,
you
taking off his top hat,
he's
I do
nice.
Believe I'm going to grope you now.
You're like, hey, you want a butterscotch candy, isn't he cool? But yeah, so you kind of expect that. But this woman, she's so petite and so small and so frail and so, and then you just, this big nasty prolapse rectum.
It was so these two idiots are fighting to get together.
Right.
40 years later, they're going to be mashing each other's assholes out.
Maybe.
If they play their cards right.
Yeah.
God.
So one likes monkeys. That's what started.
Yeah, one likes monkeys. And how do they feel? The next question is, how do you feel about pushing your lover's rectum back into place? They both scored a 3 out of 10 on that. No, the next question is, favorite country to visit? Both of them, Japan.
Wow.
Now, does this mean they want to visit Japan or they've been there? Who the fuck knows? Nice writing, WAPO.
But I studied biology. So
but they get a tensy on that. Snack foods. Zeebo, that's me. He likes almonds.
I like sun chips.
Yes. Jessica likes sun chips. That gets him a 5 out of 10 on compatibility. Almonds a shit snack. Like, they're...
I don't
even count them as a snack food. They're healthy for you.
Yeah, they are. But I actually do like almonds.
No, they're good.
I'm not going to knock them. Zeebo. I'm cool with you like.
You're cool with Zeebo, maybe.
Yeah. He likes nuts. He's really healthy.
And last, favorite TV show.
What would you have said?
Favorite snack.
Stale Cheetos.
No, I'm not a bottom dweller like that. Shit. Like, what? I just can't help but shove food-wise in my
For the most
face.
Part, I think your junk food is real food, correct? It's not like candies and stuff like that, chips and
not
stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, yours is like cold pizza and leftover lasagna.
Yeah.
Oh, great. His pants just came off.
Exactly. My colon is winding itself back together like a reanimating mummy.
I wish that ladies would have. Like, can't we just kickstart her? I want to just wind her arm and just have it retract like a crank.
I don't like so much of this.
And their favorite TV show.
Once Upon a Time.
What the hell is that?
I had to look it up because my reaction was the same. Like, we're in such an era of critically acclaimed TV with Homeland and all that horse shit.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time. Listen to
that's
this.
That's like, no, but listen, if I said something and I was like, to me, that's going to kind of freak me out. If I was like, my favorite TV show is Exotic Toads. And you're like, mine too.
Yeah, it came out. It's literally from the end of 2011. It's a little over a year old.
I don't know.
I'm guessing they were paired on this criteria. Because if they weren't, those two need to be fucking like right now.
I don't even
You would
know.
Be amazed how much like a mutual enjoyment of the same shows counts. For me,
no,
because I like TV a lot, and if we can watch the same shit, we're probably going to do okay.
But my thing is, too, is that you have to have the same sense of humor. I really
absolutely.
We've had this conversation lots of times before, and if I have to explain myself or TV, and I don't like people with an unsophisticated sense of humor where they're laughing at slapstick and stuff.
Or
uproariously.
Intestine stuff.
Or where the laugh track is fed when you're supposed to laugh. I think we should be clever enough just to laugh on our own if it's funny. You know?
It's weird in that I will hound chicks that don't have the same sense of humor almost because I get off on the absurdity of like how difficult it will be for me to get anything from these women. Like they must... I'm trying to get laid as a normal guy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, the women that get my sense of humor, I'm going to do fucking well with them. They're probably going to like me a lot and view me, this is a funny guy, I'm fucking him because he's funny.
Yeah.
But, like, the chicks that don't get it, it's weird trying to get fucked on my other merits. Like, oh, he's courteous and makes an okay amount of money, and I guess he isn't unattractive. It is so bizarre
to
me
people
trying to get
really
laid
can
that
be,
way.
Some people are fine that way. Like, I saw this program where this woman,
Channing Tatum,
she just wanted someone who would dance with her. She was in a relationship for a long time and she actually liked to go out and salsa or whatever.
Whitney Houston.
Actually, she was a pasty redhead.
Oh. Okay.
And she was really tall and lanky. She looked like a redheaded string bean.
Oh.
An albino string bean.
No. Some gingers are so sexy.
But she was not. And she was lanky and kind of awkward herself on the dance floor. But it was just something that she was passionate about and she liked. And really, screw everything else. She didn't care where you worked or what you did or whatever. She just wanted a dance partner.
If I wanted to, I would have punched up. I want to dance with somebody. But... You know what? So, this is the second show. It doesn't get the energy
so
of the first.
So Once Upon a Time, what was it? That
Once
they both
Upon a Time.
Loved?
Series takes place in the fictional seaside town of... John hit the laptop and it scrolled away. Stony Brook, Maine. in which the residents are actually characters from various fairy tales that were transported to the quote-unquote real-world town and robbed of their real memories by the evil Queen Regina, using a powerful curse obtained from Rumpelstiltskin. That was the first sentence of the wiki.
I'm not even going to watch it. I'm not even
The show, it didn't even take the show to lose me. The first sentence of the wiki had me going, fag! Faggot shit.
The thing about it is that if somebody has a common interest or they're willing to kind of go outside their box, you know, someone who's going to watch Cupcake Wars with me or Chopped or something, you know what? I'm okay with that because they're kind of indulging my interest. They're not really interested in themselves the same way I'll watch a NASCAR race on TV or something. Yeah, maybe I'll catch it, but it's not my penchant. I'm not going to get into it, you know? So you can kind of admire that. But that was his impromptu answer, like, what's your favorite show? Chocolate ice cream. His was Once Upon a Time. Yeah. Like, that is...
I like this chocolate ice cream show. What's it about?
We're hungry. We can't do the rest of the show. We're too hungry.
We'll punch out in about 10 minutes. Don't worry. I think we've got... hold on. I can do the math. We've done 37 minutes of magic.
Wow.
As I like to call it.
Yeah, so...
So
are you going to be Zeebo or what?
15 minutes. I'm going to be Zeebo.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be Jessica.
Are you going to be Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, because it's me, I'm kind of trying to break things down on... I attack these via several axes because they show a picture. And first I'm like, what are the races? That fascinates me. And Jessica Roman... Roman sounds like a... She looks like a Latina. But she's one of those people that we're all going to look like in 100 years where they could be like one of 18 races. And you're like, I don't fucking know. She's got kind of darkish skin, dark eyes, and dark hair. Zeebo looks like a fucking Asian dude. Like Khan Supanutsenphon from King of the Hill. If he were real, that would be Zeebo.
Maybe.
Well, that's what he looks like. He's Khan. He's King Khan. But what would you as a woman... rank Zeebo as on 1 to 10? Because I'm going to give Jessica...
Like, if she could... But you know what? The thing about
Jessica's
it is...
Jessica's like a 6.5 to me.
She would be more, but you know when she does a full smile or she starts to talk, those teeth come out like
those choppers.
She's got like 3 rows. Well, she's like a piranha.
I'm big on the bell curve, too. So if you're 6.5,
yeah,
like, you're a pretty fucking cute chick, honestly. Like,
no.
I don't think she's bad looking.
No, she's nice looking. She's thin.
Yeah.
She probably works out. She probably likes nuts, too. But that those
there.
Teeth are just...
Those choppers.
When she
buggy.
Laughs, you know, that's like, that's Mr. Ed.
Maybe. I don't mind a little bit of the horsey tooth.
You're
talking
to me
cute.
Who has...
Yeah.
My teeth look like gleaming bathroom tiles. Like, they just... So this
don't
coming...
brag. They look like they're covered in dried urine scum.
Oh, my. Okay, so I'm Jessica.
Okay.
I really tried to get out of the lab to have enough time to get ready.
Me off.
No,
Zeebo has the first line.
No, he doesn't. Where
yeah,
is
he
it?
Does.
Way up at the top?
Yes.
Oh, man, sorry.
Interview by Amanda McGrath. First, we'll give credit to Amanda McGrath.
Asian adventures.
I'm not going to do like the voice either. As funny as that, should I? Okay.
You can do any kind of voice. Actually, he doesn't look like he'd have that kind of
no,
voice.
No, he doesn't. That's why I'd feel really shitty doing it. Okay, Zeebo. I got a little bit lost, but I was still the first one there. Of course, you're the man.
Mm-hmm.
She actually showed up pretty late. Fucking shocker.
Mm.
20, 25 minutes. Mm. I guess that is late for a date. Would you call that?
But not around here.
I mean,
you can just be going to the other side of, you know, Wisconsin Avenue and it could take you 25 minutes. So
I was thinking, okay, what if she bailed? But the other thing I figured was she got lost too. Luckily, she showed up. Enter Jessica.
Oh, my. I really tried to get out of the lab on time to have enough time to get ready, but I got lost. I felt
Bill
really
Murray from fucking Caddyshack.
I feel really bad about that, but it's just an odd location.
It's in the hole. Zeebo. You make me want to do a voice, but you know what? You got to have the zaniness here. Because we can't have Bill Murray versus, first impression.
Yes, we can. We can do that. Get down. I'm into biology.
You're going to be the silly one here. I thought she was beautiful. I bet she was. You
I'm
know,
smoking
to...
hot. I'm smoking.
Look at my teeth.
I like Sun Chips. I can eat a whole bag in an instant.
And
watch
not
me.
In just a single crumb, they all get cut in my teeth.
You want to see me work a carrot? Bet you do. You need help starting an apple?
just wails on a corn cob, done in 10 seconds.
Through a picket fence.
First impression, I thought she was beautiful. She had this really nice dress on.
I sure did.
Her hair, makeup, everything. I was like, wow, this girl is really pretty.
I was like, I'm going to give him the razzle dazzle.
I gave her a hug.
And I thought it was special. And I thought he was really cute. Like, really cute. Like, more than regular cute. Really cute.
Not all of this is in the script. But I like what you're doing with it. She does have a nice fuckable dress on, by the way. That goes a long way.
I mean, it's a plunging neckline there, so that's nice.
Yeah, and there's something when it kind of doesn't, like, divide between top and bottom, where it looks like top and skirt, but it really is, like, a one piece. So it's just like, fuck, that ain't bad.
The dress barn doesn't usually have stuff like this, but I was feeling racy.
When she came in, she looked like she was very nervous.
I wasn't. I was very confident.
So she started talking right away and was talking a lot. Now, I'm going to stop it right here. I love the fact that she is the fucking quiet scientist type, a goddamn Trekkie.
Yeah.
And yet, still, she's the woman, so won't shut up.
But I think he thought I was talking a lot, but that's just because my teeth. My teeth look like I'm talking a lot.
Every one word, it just echoes into eight.
Yeah. You see all those rows of teeth and you think they're all having a conversation. I think we were both kind of shy. I really wasn't. I wanted to touch his roller dog, but I was unsure and not really sure what to say.
Now looking at Zeebo, Allison, not Jessica, Allison.
Yes.
That is not a guy that would inspire lust in you in the least, right?
The Tootsie Roll. Let it roll, let it roll. I want to see your Asian acorn.
Exactly. I think Asian guys get such a shit rap.
Come here. You want, let me
there's
lick your butt.
Kind of like a continuum of like pecking order for dudes and chicks.
Yeah.
And I would say the least desirable are Asian men.
Well, you
and
never
like
ever
dark
hear
black
that.
Chicks in terms of like, not within their own race. I guess within their own race. But like, 50 years from now, when we're all just fucking everyone, there's going to be a pecking order fully established.
No, but I mean, Asian women, we've had this conversation before too, but Asian women, like,
oh, they're the new blondes.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're so hot. But you never hear someone going, oh, I would love to have a little Japanese man, so tiny, put him in my pocket.
Exactly. Carry him around with me. Yeah. Pull him out to lick my muff.
I want to pretend he's splitting me in half.
Yeah.
I'm a good actress.
Not so much, unless he's crawling the entirety of his body.
But when
into
you're
your cavern.
Edward Scissorteeth, like maybe that's all you need to work with is a thimble. You don't want to fill that mouth with meat, do you?
I don't. No.
Go ahead. I said my piece. It's your turn.
All right.
Come on, Zeebo.
She asked me about what I do, which is always a lame fucking question on a date. So I told her, why don't we do something different?
I was
different?
Like the Chinese fortune. I was like, in bed.
Oh, I see what you did there, Jessica. You're clever. I'm falling in love with you, Jessica. Because that's what everybody asks.
Yes.
Instead of what we do, what about asking what our dream job is or what we hope to do? That's some fucking game on that little man's part.
Whenever people ask me what I do, I say, what do you mean exactly? Do you mean when someone's choking? Because I call 911.
Oh.
What do I do when my fridge is empty? I mooch off friends.
Single Allison.
Yep.
Continue.
That's
We've
not,
almost brought
that's
it home.
That's not you. This you didn't finish.
No. What we hope to do. Then it goes to Jessica. Oh. I'm a scientist.
Oh, what do we hope to do? Oh, yeah. I'm a scientist. So I did geek out a little bit on that. Like, just a little bit. But I try not to talk too much because I tend to bore people to death. But you wouldn't understand
nice
that by
self-esteem.
My voice.
Nice self-esteem, Jessica. Jesus Christ. It's fucking hot when a girl knows her ass from her elbow and she's intelligent.
But you know what? I spend a lot of time with science, so like, I don't really have that kind of confidence unless we're talking about molecules or something. You want split atoms here? You want split atoms?
Oh, cunning. My brain is totally on what I'm going to be eating at Cracker Barrel, by the way. I've checked out of this episode. Allison's doing all the heavy lifting. Yep. All I have to buy you is an $8 bucket of shrimp.
So what happened good throughout drain. The evening there, Zeebo?
Throughout the evening, she did most of the talking.
Imagine
again,
that.
She could be the most bashful woman on earth. She's still doing all the talking.
Pays to have all these teeth.
She talked a lot about her job. She's very into cells and disease and viruses. Are you, Jessica? Tell me about cells and disease and virus.
Let's split atoms, but let's take it to the bedroom. Do you have any candles? Let's not jump ahead of ourselves. We had a lot in common because we both like atoms and we both like soup. So I was like, I think we both should try some new food. I love to travel and we enjoy talking about films like Caddyshack.
You've gone completely off the script. Don't make me read Jessica's part two, goddammit.
He's aspiring to be a filmmaker.
Yeah, she says we had a lot in common. We both like to try new food, love to travel, and we like talking about movies. So she's narrowed him down to every person ever so far.
Well,
good work, Jessica.
There's a lot of people who don't like movies, so.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
But what fucking mutant doesn't like a movie?
A lot of people don't.
Are you shit? Like, seriously?
Yeah. They're like, I like to read. And I'm like, screw books. They made this a movie about this.
Wait, are you talking to people from like the 1800s when they get off the whaling ships?
How are,
taking breaks from
Tom
their
Cruise,
scrimshaw?
Without Tom Cruise, how are you going to know about Vietnam?
Exactly. How are you going to know how to feel?
Yeah, you're not. You're not.
Whoops. A book. A book. Really?
Come on. What's your personal movies?
He's aspiring to be a filmmaker. I like that too, by the way. He's 33. I mean, I'm 32. I'm aspiring to do God knows what, but I don't mention what I do in order to get laid. It's kind
I'm
of one of those
things. I'm aspiring to build a rocket. So
I'm
right now I got a lot
save.
Of cardboard boxes.
He should have just like tossed out a video game goal at that point, aspiring to be a filmmaker.
Well, you know.
I'm aspiring to get Princess Peach rescued from Bowser one of these days. Gonna happen.
Gotcha.
So he kicks in. My personal movies have been shorts. So he's a dude that films shorts. You know who else does that at this point, Allison?
Everybody.
Fucking everyone who owns a smartphone.
8 years old on YouTube.
Exactly.
I'm
he's just older and saggier.
Yeah, so eat my
and
shorts.
Trying to fuck you tonight. That's my personal movies have been shorts. Some have been online. Wow.
Wow.
You know what? I do
what,
radio
on,
shows
on the interweb?
That are shorts. Some of them are online, too. And believe me, I'm banging the hot scientists left and right. Some of them have played at film festivals just locally.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else has done shit at a local film festival? This guy. Two thumbs and done local shit. This guy.
Well, you know.
And I've worked on other people's movies, too.
Wow.
He's not impressing.
No.
He's just throwing out generalities. This is a guy who likes to fuck around with the camera. How's he making a living, especially in this dickshit city?
I don't know.
God, if he has to fuck that broad, yeah. Why is fucking CU, my Asian nemesis, staring the fuck in here? My shit is booked from 4 to 6, lady.
Oh.
And now the black dude works the front's looking in. He better be telling her, guess what, shithead, is booked 4 to 6.
Get zooks. Someone's angry. Zeebo, simmer down.
Yeah,
we'll get you some almonds.
In.
You want some almonds?
This shit was booked 4 to 6. I don't know what else to say.
We got to kill his hunger pains.
It's not hunger pains. It's rage. I want to know why this shit isn't resolved. I'm going to look at the looking at the fucking reservation right now.
You need some sun chips.
Hold
on. Do you
want
to talk about monkey's rectum?
Hold on. I'm going to look at my goddamn reservation right now. I probably deleted it. Yeah, I think I did. Whatever. I booked this shit.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're out in 5 minutes anyhow.
Yeah.
I wish we were doing another episode just to spite that bitch.
Whoa.
She's in here all the time.
Easy, tiger.
The more you're in here, the more you will learn to hate that woman.
No, I don't hate anyone.
Sure.
I'm Jessica.
Give
I'm
it
a
time.
Scientist.
Give it time.
I love plants.
Someone else is looking in right now. What the motherfuck? Stay the fuck out, lady. Don't look at me.
My.
She might be actually like a 14-year-old kid. I don't care. Fuck y'all. I'm so happy we have this door locked. You can all eat shit.
Yikes.
Oh, my.
Yikes.
Ugh.
But you know what? We both like independent films.
Thank you for bringing it right back.
And we like foreign films, and we talked about our love for the E Street Theater.
Hold on. Let me see what the fuck is going on out there.
All right. Yikes. Hold your horses. What's happening? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
Well, through someone's scheduling fuck up, we get to bring this one home pretty quickly.
Wow.
You ready?
Yep.
It seems we both have the same taste, sci-fi, plot-driven, character movies. I think pretty much every single movie we've mentioned, we've both seen and liked.
Hold on a second here.
Oh, fuck this. We got to just wrap this up. Yeah, now I'm pissed.
Oh, man.
Crap. These two shitheads wanted to get together.
Yeah.
He gave it a... Actually, she gave it a 4 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
He gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
Yeah, because he's being arrogant.
Some balls on him. I was going to say, this guy's a little shithead who does nothing with his life. This is a piece of ass.
Yeah.
Not perfect.
No. And she's doing all the legwork.
Well, she's a fucking scientist. That bitch makes money.
Yeah.
You better get your stupid yellow seed inside her, you dumbbell.
Yeah, pop that acorn.
Oh.
All right, darling.
Let's end it.
All right, we're done. We're out.
We're done. We're donezies.
We're going to be polite.
Yeah. Even if they fucked up at the front desk, those bumbling twats that can't...
Oh, we don't say that.
Can't even book a fucking studio properly.
Fudge. Darn. Come on.
Those are the words I was reaching for.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
This anger works so well on air, and yet I'm angry because I'm being told to get off the air.
Oh,
quite the conundrum, isn't it, Allison?
Yes, it is.
If our fans want to stalk you, Allison,
yes,
they would do so with what email address, which also can find you on Facebook again?
Which is ALLISON22451@yahoo.com. Put that into Facebook search, and I come right up.
Nice. I'm John Papagiorgio. You want me? Twitter is the best way to do it. It's at Papa's Basement. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com, also has all of our contact info. The Facebook link, the iTunes link, everything. Anything you want.
Oh.
Right? That was for you. See you.
Thank you.
Till next week, we're out
all
here.
Right. Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.